You are the light of the world. So the Lord Himself tells us, all of us. And thus, our light must shine before men so they may see the goodness in your acts and give praise to the Heavenly Father. We must, in our living of our faith, shine out, be an example to everyone else, that everyone come to that one true faith and praise the Father, give praise to the Father. And that is what today's saint spent his life doing. Holy Father Saint Dominic. He was already a priest, he'd become a canon regular actually. And was on a tour with a bishop in southern France. He was from Spain, but here on this occasion was traveling through southern France. And he happened on an area where there was growing a heresy called Albigensianism. And he saw how there was a lack of truth here. There was a false teaching being taught here. Much like what St. Paul is telling to St. Timothy here. Following their own desires will surround themselves with teachers who tickle their ears, etc. But they'll stop listening to the truth. Wander off to fables. And St. Dominic found this. And thus was inspired to found his own order. With the task of preparing well by reading and studying scriptures and the fathers, church fathers, preparing well, studying, and then going out and preaching the truth. And that's why his order was called the Order of Preachers, also known as the Dominicans after their father founder. And thus he would spend the rest of his life preaching the truth. And he shined out in the very example of his living and in what he himself prayed for from the Lord, his charity, and that by that charity he would show that goodness of God and bring souls, all souls, to the truth. And you see, that's exactly what our Lord is exhorting to all of us here in the gospel passage we just heard, that we too must shine out. We have the faith. We must live it. We must seek always the truth, even if it's inconvenient, as St. Paul here tells us. We must seek always the truth, and we must live it. And by that example, we too must shine out. Our faith is not something we actually can keep hidden, and nor should we. That doesn't mean we go out and make a show of ourselves, see, look at me. No, not at all. But we must not be afraid to live our faith, to set the example of a life of daily prayer and of daily holy living, living the virtues, even if it means giving up of even legitimate things, so that we can give ourselves back to God. And whatever the people happen to see, that's the example we give. And let us pray, it brings them to following that same truth, the same faith. And then, as our Lord tells us, we all give praise to the Heavenly Father. Praise be Jesus and Mary.